Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Summer Sessions, episode 54, man. First, when we get started, I want to apologize for no OT this week. I was knocked the fuck out when we supposed to record, so this is my fault. Actually, two times this is my fault this year, so I'm going to put it on me, even though we tried to smear Damian's name through the mud on the first miss we had of this season.
The truth came out.
But as usual, man, you know you got the guys here. You can follow me on Twitter at BarbChairScott and on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow Flows at Flows and Delaney on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow Young Pat Vito at Pavy World on Twitter and Instagram. You can go to PatVerbs.com right now and stream both of his singles, man. We got Soft Lips just dropped like a week ago. Go stream that. And, of course, keep streaming Letter to My Exes. Songs About Women coming real soon. Look for that. And we've got Tito Santana here. I'm _ Velvet Jones. We got Damian here. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram. And, of course, follow Barber's Chair Network on Twitter and Instagram. And for the Patreon, follow us. Subscribe. Patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network. Pick what you want. We got a lot to get into. Of course, Damian can only be here for an hour because he's got grown folks business to attend to. So let's just get right into it, man. What's going on with this Chloe Bailey shit? She's on her IG Live crying.
Is she really on her IG Live crying?
Wait, no, what?
She's literally on her IG Live crying because hoes out here hating.
I gotta log on.
Brother, these are not hoes, sir. These are women.
Hey, have y'all noticed? I have not said bitches in 2021 on this podcast.
You y'all said that every year that we started off this podcast.
But I have not. It's been a full month. I haven't said it one time.
I ain't said it yet, though, y'all. Mm-hmm. That means nothing.
Give me credit.
You're a sexist pig.
Give me credit. I am here.
I can get you to say it real quick.
Crying on Chloe Bailey.
She's crying like, if I want to show my ass on the internet, I'm going to show my ass if I want to. Just leave me alone.
They talking about this. She do got some yams on it, though.
I have no comments.
Got some Yamiltons.
I have no comments.
This nigga said some Yamiltons. That's what we got.
Yamiltons on her, though.
Said some Richard Yamiltons.
Apparently, one of the homegirls called me and said that they saw Chloe and Haley at the CVS.
What do you mean by that?
One of the homegirls. Not Chloe and Haley called me, but one of the homegirls called me and said they saw Chloe and Haley at the CVS by the crib. If I ever see her,
Okay. Well, you what you what?
Security. What you gonna do, ass? Brother?
All right, security gonna molly whop your ass.
What do you mean by that?
Say hello.
They don't need security.
They gonna like, sir, get away from Miss Bailey now. She got Beyonce security, nigga.
For what?
I mean, she got
Beyonce's artist. She got security. They gonna flex Pavlov.
I'm gonna just say hello. Like jazz.
I guarantee that, especially where Pav lives, nigga, they probably see celebrities all the time.
Miss LA.
Exactly. Jeez, kids.
This nigga saw Dom in a regular ass CVS too.
Exactly. These niggas don't have security like that. You know how much money that costs?
You just couldn't go with the joke, could you? You just had
now
on the joint.
This video in which them yams is out. Shout out her.
Here's my problem. She has a body. She's grown ass woman. Her face still looks like she's. My mom said I need to be in the house by 10.
Yeah.
I'm too old to watch that.
She still get conduct grades. What'd you say, Damian? Like she smokes cigarettes and
she smokes a cigarette and goes to town.
You 22, she's an adult.
I know she's an adult. There's nothing wrong.
I'm 30.
It's me.
Huh? What the fuck does that mean?
Nigga said she's 22. I'm 30, nigga. That's two. No.
Yeah, what did Pav say? Pav said something.
So you be praying on the tenderoni, brother?
Pav said something that's real whole Calipari on the TL the other day. What was that?
Wait.
Oh. What?
Whole Calipari.
I'm nine years in the game.
Yeah. Oh, no. I said 20-something women are just so cute.
You said they're fun. I was like, okay.
Nah, they are.
Little grandpa over here.
Nah, not for real. Like I was actually watching. So it came from me watching. I was with the homegirl watching the Sex and the City episode.
Same one you've been watching.
Nigga been on season four for five years. I'm actually on season three now. It was
okay. That's worse than what I just said.
It was but nigga, I don't watch this every day. It was called 30-something women versus 20-something women. I was like, yo, like 20-something women really are just so cute. They have like the whole world in front of them, they're just fearless.
SVU.
20 something as in
my name is Chris Hansen.
20 something.
Oh, why don't you take a seat over there for me? Take a seat.
Your name, what's your name? Pav?
Women, as in women who are like 23, 24, 25, 26. They just have like the whole world in front of them still. And it's like they're so just.
Oh my God. You're just nigga admiring her.
Innocence is disgusting.
Huh?
This nigga said they got the whole world in front of them.
Got the whole world in front of them. That's amazing.
That's such a bright future that I just want to be a part of.
I didn't say I want to be a part of it. I said that was a whole. Great thing.
I said he want to mold them.
Whole Calipari.
That whole nigga Calipari. Said, he said, I'm a 10-year vet. I said, yeah, so is Ed Davis.
That was funny. Wow.
Ed Davis. This nigga Hove scouted fucking Beyonce like Calipari scouted Marcus Camby. Just, that's what it is. I understand she's grown. She can do what the fuck she want to do. If you have any type of relations with her, you are well in your rights. She just look young to me. It's the same thing, Ariana Grande. I can never fuck Ariana Grande. She looks 10.
I have no comment on such.
And I know she's 28, but she looks 10. I can't do it.
Damn, she's 28?
That's actually shocking.
27, 28. Damn. In that range. Let me be accurate. Let me do my Googles. Ariana
Grande is born and
Ariana Grande is 27. She'll be 28 this year.
I just said that.
Grande, I want it. Once I heard God is a woman, I believed everything about Ariana Grande, and I won't. Okay. I heard God is a woman,
you got
and now
I'm by her talk.
Yeah, and then I heard positions, and I was like,
baby,
all right.
Baby talk.
She said, I want to meet your mama on a Sunday, then make a lot of love on a Monday. I was like, bet.
Okay, that's what got you.
It got me.
That's what got you hot and bothered.
I'm watching this Chloe video. I'm really mad that they made this woman feel this way, yo. Like she's.
Have you been introduced to the internet, sir? Now, say what you said before we got on here. I think it's a very key point that we need to talk about. Why? Because, by the way, black men are not in charge of this. There's two things I wanted to say about this. We're innocent, okay? For once, you can't blame us. This is y'all. This is your own kind bringing you down. Number two, if she was fat, this would be body positive and everybody would be getting slandered. But continue.
They're just not attractive. Those women who mad just aren't that attractive. And who am I? I'm nobody. But most of the women who I've seen speaking just aren't attractive. Like, they're just mad that she has a light that shines to the world. And their light isn't the same.
This nigga said their light. Who are you, nigga?
I prefaced the whole statement with who am I?
Their light.
They just have a light about themselves. Stop.
Their light is clouded by weed smoke. That's why they miserable.
And then everybody's like, look, man, don't get the Disney shit fucked up, bro. Like, look, she's still, you know, at the same time.
She's not crying, though. She was basically just saying, like, yo.
I'm going to send you the screenshot of her actually wiping tears from her face.
Nah, I watched the full video. I think she was crying.
She's wiping tears from her face. There's a literal picture of her wiping tears from her face.
Come on, man. Why they got that lady out there like that, man? She ain't hurt nobody.
It's a whole Calipari. He's disappointed.
Oh, nigga, I'm already finding the Calipari and Marcus Camby picture for the.
She ain't hurt nobody.
You right calling this Pav Calipari?
She not hurt nobody though. I don't like she.
No, she not. She just exploring her a new womanhood.
She 22. Exactly. She is just coming into being a woman. That's all.
Them hoes being mad probably got trains around them when they was 21, 22.
Speak on it.
They mad and they bitter.
They mad because the stock is going down.
Too bitter by the time they was 21, 22, so they just mad.
That's just
they get mad because I don't look like her.
That's just so weird to me though. Why does it upset you that another woman is shaking her ass? Like, what's the issue?
She's not even shaking her ass.
Or showing her body.
She just walking.
She's walking, yo. Like, what, it wasn't even that provocative. She just literally.
She just thick. That's it.
Yeah,
that's one thing. That's one thing with women and men. Don't get it twisted. Men hate another men.
Oh, men are haters too. Dirty men.
Men may be bigger haters.
You never heard Joe Music?
If a need to get Al on here so Al can talk about
this. He said you're going to prison.
The only thing you should be concerned is a 4x6 sale. I don't care. I think maybe it's because societal pressure makes women feel like they need to compete with their bodies and stuff like that. I don't know. But if a nigga is swole, I don't care. I'm gonna look at this nigga, man. He barely got a six pack, G. Them shit's fading at the end. Them traps.
They got them weak ass calves.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you like a nigga who wear them type of jeans? All right.
The only time I ever hated like that when I was actually bodybuilding, like
niggas definitely do that.
When I was 24, niggas was in the gym, and I only started lifting 405. And some nigga
lifted. You talking about that year where you lost like 100 pounds?
Yeah. Some nigga was in there lifting 450. I'm like, man, them fake weights. I was lying in my head. I'm like, this nigga weak as hell. But I'm not going to go on the internet and care. Niggas definitely hate, but I don't understand women being mad at Chloe, and that's
like,
what
like Pabs.
I feel like
they mad. They don't look like her.
I feel like women just.
Not only do they not look like her, they're not as talented as her.
I feel like they
sing, she can songwrite, she can produce. It's a whole package.
They just like came and they probably looked at her as like the innocent little lady.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she's and again, maybe when you find out about her, she might have been 19. She's actually an adult now. Like she could have a glass of wine now. She's probably been living on her own for however long. She's a full adult. She's probably dating. She's probably, well, she's probably been dating. She's probably doing these
things. Oh, yeah. She didn't put Diggy in the Cripple Crossface on, on her song.
Yeah. So it's
she
like,
dated Diggy?
Diggy who? Yeah.
Diggy Simmons.
Diggy Simmons.
Yeah.
How yeah. So it's
that
like,
nigga now?
Diggy Simmons, like 25.
Which is shocking.
They both on the same TV show.
I will never forget Diggy eclipsing his older brother. This wasn't
trying Diggie to run. JoJo bars, got beat nigga. Up in the hood.
Diggy had bars, low key though.
No, no, Diggy corrupt. Diggy still corrupt. I don't listen to the nigga, but
Seven Page Letter was heat.
I just remember he came out with that.
Wow, you know songs?
Yeah,
yeah. It was a hard ass song. It's a hard ass song, bro.
I just remember he came out with Made You Look, and I said, "Hold up!" And that was it. That was the end for his older brother's career. His older brother's career died when he made a music video.
And then JoJo got robbed in the hood. Hilarious. Like your father's from Queens.
Jeez, that image you. Of him getting robbed is so goddamn bro, funny, G.
Your daddy is from Queens. Your uncle's from Queens. Not you.
Are not
right.
Steal your ass up out the hood. Right. You live where Tony Soprano and them lived at, deep in New Jersey. Okay, stop it right now. But yeah, that's just really what it come down to, man. Like let her be her. You know what I'm saying? Let her be her. Stop hating. You know, at the end of the day, just stop hating.
Shout out Chloe, man.
That simple.
Shout out to her. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Chloe.
She should
have in the area. Let's get one.
Young Pat Vito's trying to make you his Beyonce.
He shouldn't have to.
Is that gonna be the new power couple?
Let's get
when Pav gets on the new power couple.
Media mogul.
This old man, Jonathan McCoy.
What game are you watching, Pav?
Wizards, Brooklyn.
You watching Brooklyn not do their job and blow the Wizards out? Okay, well, they up 9 now.
They can't really blow them out.
Yeah, they you're gonna have a 32-year-old Jonathan McCoy, 23-year-old Chloe Bailey.
Well, I'm not that old. Relax. It'll be.
I'm talking about when you get her.
Relax. It'll be. I'm 29.
Oh, it's coming. Nigga, you're 32. You're 30 in 4 months.
Listen, nigga. It'll be 32-year-old Jonathan McCoy, 25-year-old.
That don't sound. He's 22.
Yeah, but
you're 30 in 5 months.
Okay, so 32 and 24. It's not that bad.
You're a 30-year-old man. You're 30 already.
Not that bad.
You're in
with a young tenderoni.
The young tenderoni.
32 and 24 ain't that bad.
But when I say 30 and 22 right now, it don't sound great.
Now, I understand we have two married men on this podcast. But what is the youngest you would date? In the legal spectrum.
I will be dating my girlfriend Anna, and there will be no other questions. That is who I will be dating, sir. Excuse me, police.
Well, I think 25 is the bare minimum.
For me, in theory, 23.
Oh, Pav, we know 22 is your bag.
23 technically is the youngest I would go. 23. Because at that point, you are in a whole nother generation. And it's like.
Yeah, like.
You're in a whole nother generation.
Now, mine is 9, so 29. So, and even that difference.
And you're 40.
Yeah, this nigga 69. What is
yeah, that's like a 12-year difference.
Even that difference, we be talking about shit. She's like, oh, yeah, I was 8. I was like, nigga, I was in the club.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
I was in the Air Force, nigga. I was in Desert. Like, I was in Desert like, Storm.
She's like, MASH? What's MASH?
Yeah. Nigga, I could say fucking Doogie Howser. She was like, huh?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, bro. Okay. I might fight you, G. This is enough is enough.
Who the fuck is Doogie Howard?
Doogie Howard?
Doogie Howser. You said Doogie Howard.
I've heard the name. Like, who is it?
It was a show.
He's one of the first gay niggas to come out, but he had a popular show about being a doctor the night.
What's the other show he had that was popular?
I'm
on CBS.
What's his actual name? I Love Your Mom or I Married Your Mother. How About Your Mother?
Yeah, how I met Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris. That's that nigga. He was the white boy on Undercover Brother.
Undercover Brother, hilarious in that too.
He said, "What he said? They talking about what he said? Can I say the N word or some shit like that?"
Yeah, yeah. He was in Harold and Kumar too.
That's right.
Yeah,
I kind of seemed like when his career started coming back, low key, those goofy movies led him to actually get on better stuff.
Wilding out
now, him and Lance Bass caught the wave like around the same time. You know what I'm saying,
brother? What?
Him caught the gay lane around the same time. the rainbow lane. This nigga Lance, but he put a funny TikTok up. But he said, "How do y'all didn't know?" And he went out to he went to prom with Topanga, and he wasn't touching her ass. He's like, "They're not gonna know. They're not gonna know."
Yeah.
I was like, okay. If you go back and watch old NSYNC videos, how did you not know?
That's true.
That's like, that's
how
like,
did you not know?
It's like with Ricky Martin. Like, of course you're gay, nigga. You need to come out.
Low key, when he came out, I was like, nigga, we know this.
If you go back and watch the girlfriend video with NSYNC and like the clips or whatever, these everybody in NSYNC dancing with a chick, this nigga booty bumping with the bitch.
Nigga, Last Bass had the Magic Johnson said, not me. I ain't gonna be there.
That's funny as hell. You say you booty bumping with the bitch.
I ain't gonna be there.
I ain't gonna be there.
But yeah, let's get to the stock shit, man. Now, y'all gotta put me up on what happened. This happened on the day I took a Twitter sabbatical.
So what ended up happening is, and I don't. Does anybody else know stocks? Because I'm literally.
I don't know shit. I'm sorry, what I see on Wolf of Wall Street and billions.
Shout out to my homie Tony. I don't even know what Tony's name is on Twitter.
Tony ass was in the cut like he was a motherfucking Bobby Axelrod.
Well, Tony's an investment banker.
I know, that's why.
So Tony make bread. I'm gonna rob this nigga one day. Another story. But so what ends up happening is the GameStop stock was, oh my goodness, I want to say it like $25. They're a company that's gonna eventually go under, especially when there are places like Best Buy and Walmart that sell the same amount of games that they do.
And streaming and all that into
the exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even buy physicals anymore. I haven't bought a physical game in eons, and that saves companies money. But their stock was at, I want to say, $25 or less. And what happens was hedge fund managers and hedge funds, period, were it's a gamble, but typically a good gamble where you're betting that this company will go under. And it's like you place a bet, or not a bet, but you place an option to make sure to keep them going under. And if you basically, if you put a certain amount of money down, you can then double the profit that you make from this company that's going under, especially because no one is going to purchase the stock in them. A way to counter that is a short squeeze, which is what the people at Wall Street bets, which was, I want to say it was 1 million people in the subreddit at first, or 900,000. It's like 4 million people in there. And they decided, they're basically doing what a conglomerate of Wall Street investors would do. There? Huh?
It was 4 million people in that subreddit?
It's still 4 million people in that subreddit.
God damn.
I even joined the subreddit just to see what they were doing. And these niggas were basically doing what a hedge fund would do. And so they're called retail investors since they're not, they don't hold any major amount of stock. That we would be considered retail investors when we got invested in it. So they started buying up all of the stock in GameStop at for pennies on a dollar, very, very cheap. And what that does is take the value of it and skyrocket. At one point it was selling for like $700 a stock. Yeah. And it made niggas, some dude put in $75,000 and made $11 million off of those stocks. Some nigga put
in a week.
You know what I'm saying? Some nigga just put in his refund, not refund checks, but his
stimulus.
Yeah, them stimulus bucks, and he made $68,000. And so niggas was turned into thousandaires within days simply because they were putting in what's called a short squeeze in stocks. And that made what are the companies that
it was GameStop,
putting?
It was AMC, Nokia,
Yeah. So what happens is when you buy these stocks and these assets, they jump higher. And then those who had these traders who had bet that the stock would fall, they have to buy everything in order to keep their losses low. And what that happened is this pressures the stock prices, and hedge funds went bankrupt, or certain other hedge funds, or certain other groups had to bail them out. So that was the most hilarious thing I've never seen that. And I taxed Tony. You know, since he works at his investment banker downtown, he's like, nigga, ain't nothing ever happened like this. You know,
like, and then they did something with the one of them, I think it's doggy coin.
It's not even real.
Yeah. Yeah. Not real.
So like 3-4 months ago, my friend just texted me and he was like, buy a bunch of this doggy coin crypto. And I was like, nigga, all right. So I bought like, I put like $50 in it when it was like super low. Nigga, that day, I had made like $1,200 in like 2 hours off that shit.
Jesus.
Nigga, I never checked Robinhood that much in my life. Nigga, every 2 minutes, I was like, ooh, nigga, $800, $900. I said, let me cash out. So I took out like half of it so I can get something. So I made like $700 just off that in a day, not knowing what the fuck I'm doing.
Now its market capitalization is at around $5 billion. That's crazy. Apparently this was made 7 years ago, but I just think it probably was another cryptocurrency that was not as popular as like Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, niggas was going crazy. And then they stopped trading temporarily on the market, which seems illegal.
I don't know what none of this shit means. That's why I'm just
listening. Nah, that shit.
Did anybody, did any one of y'all get in on the action?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Did y'all make any money?
Yeah, like I said, I made $700.
I made $700?
Yeah, on Thursday.
Was God Thursday? Damn, nigga, okay.
When it was the 28th. It was the 28th when it exploded.
Yeah, I made some money off that.
Okay.
Damian Axelrod, I see.
I could have made more because I was finna pour in. What I was gonna do is if I'd have been early enough, I would have poured all of my literal not tuition but refund check from school, which is like a couple thousand. I would have poured it all into AMC and GameStop stock. But when I finally got it, they had shut. You couldn't even get anything on Robinhood.
Yeah, like I did it because usually when people start tweeting about it and talking about it, it's too late. So it's like the fact that I didn't know about it.
Too late yet. You could have still bought. You had a solid day when you could have bought it.
But see, usually like when I do stocks, I do things that's a little bit more like long-sighted things. Yeah, long-term things. So like I'll put, you know, however much in something and don't check it for like just keep it in there for years and years and years, let it grow and grow and grow. So usually I don't like do those because they're fast rising but also like fast dropping. So yeah. I definitely thought about it, but I was like, at this point it's like the stock is probably so high. Like you said, it went up like what, 700, right?
I want to say it's very broad, in between like 400 and 700.
Yeah, and I was like, at that point you buying $400 worth of stock, you not really, as opposed if I'd have known about it when it was still $25, then you could put like however much in and get really cash out. So I'm like, by the time, like if I'm reading about it on the timeline, I'm too late. So I didn't, yeah.
Yeah, I had got the AMC shit like a couple days before. I had got it was at, I want to say like $5 or $6 a share.
You went crazy then.
I grabbed like 10. So that shit it went up to like $22 at one point. And then that's when they stopped people from being able to buy it and all that shit. Yeah. And I got scared. I should have sold that shit. I was like, fuck that. Nigga. I'm going to get my money.
I was wrong. GameStop's, their stock price was only $2.57. And it rose to $500 per share. And those who were the short,
it was, oh my God.
Dude. Those who were the short sellers, those who were trying
get the quick money.
Exactly. To make sure that it's shorting a stock to make sure that it profit if it fails. Them niggas had nothing but losses. And it was literally just because of Wall Street bets.
Because of Reddit.
You know what I'm saying? Actually, I was wrong. It is 7 million users right now.
God damn.
You know what I'm saying? Now they themselves have their own power on Wall Street. Niggas are going to watch. That's crazy. They're going to be watching, who are going to watch Reddit and say, hold on, if they put another short squeeze on us, we're screwed.
Great.
What's the biggest rise you got, Pav, off a stock you bought? I had one that I had bought for, I want to say, like $5. So I bought like 10 shares of it. That shit went up to like $65.
Probably the biggest one, I think it was like NIO. It's like electric cars.
I think that was one of them that they was fucking with too.
Nah, it wasn't, because I was looking at it. It basically stayed the same. Like, it actually dropped some like that. Like, but I remember 1 week, it went up like $30 per share. And that's probably that. And then I also invested in Moderna stocks. So that's the coronavirus vaccine. First, it was, I invested in a whole bunch of coronavirus vaccines. I invested in Novavax. But by the time I invested
in that one, that one's going crazy right now.
Right now it is.
That shit's like two. Last I saw, it was like 230.
No, I fucking sold that shit entirely too soon then. Because I bought Novak's like right after it jumped. I think in like, it was like June when they were still developing them. And like I had bought it, but it like dropped down. So I sold that one and sold it for the electric car stuff. And like that has jumped up and I bought Madeira stock. And like Madeira stock at first was like really, really stable. But then it jumped up and now it's like 150 a share. I think I got it at like 70 a share. And like I just kind of just keep them there. I don't really... like
with them too much.
Yeah, I just kind of just keep them there. I like when I invest, I try to think about things people will need in the future.
I'm trying to think of generational wealth.
No, but I'm trying to think about things people would need. So it was like, all right, California says that by 2035, I think it was 2035, they don't want any more gas cars. Okay, who's the people doing the electric cars? Let me invest in that. And then find a whole bunch of companies that do that and try to invest in that. And it may take a while, but in 10 years, this $100 you put in may be worth whatever. So I try to do it like that when I think about it.
The truth is the stock market is a bunch of shit we made up and it's created for billionaires to trade.
Pretty much.
Niggas who get rich on the stock market is a rarity. And typically something like this happens. Something crazy happened like Wall Street Bets. But I guarantee they're going to lobby to make sure nothing happens like this again.
Ever.
Probably. You know what I'm
saying? Them niggas going crazy.
Or like what happened on Billions.
Like, did you hear them niggas on MSNBC? Not MSNBC. What is a business NBC, whatever it is? You can't take your government check and spend it somewhere else. I'm like, yo.
You can't spend it. Yeah, that nigga said, you guys are hurting the wealthy.
Like they're trying to hurt the wealthy with their government checks. I'm like, he really looks down on poor people.
Well, niggas made $20
to eat the rich.
Niggas made $20 like that off that and started talking like Jordan Belfort. Like it was like
ridiculous. Actually, I think I watched like a Jordan. I didn't watch the full clip, but they were talking about Jordan Belfort. Jordan Belfort said that he understood why Robin Hood did what they did. Cause it was like, I think like they were in the
position. He's like a motivational speaker now or some shit. Like
yeah,
that nigga owes millions of dollars and still ain't paid it. I know he still got millions backed up with him.
I think he said something like Robin Hood could end up being liable for like a lot of those hedge funds. If they
the hedge funds have shares within Robinhood themselves.
Yeah.
Some hedge funds have shares with Robinhood. So
yeah,
you have pressure from them to withdraw their support or your investors. So
yeah, then I saw everyone was like, get out of don't use Robinhood. I'm like,
yeah, you lost too much.
Jordan Belfort's net worth is still $2 million.
Nigga, he owes like $11 million.
I know.
Crazy.
Yeah, he got money somewhere that like niggas can't see.
He only 58.
You know what I'm saying? I rewatched Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, that's probably my favorite movie outside of Rush Hour 2.
There's Aerotime Global Industries. It has had upwards of $60,000. Niggas.
That's because Lucky Leo is the greatest actor of our generation.
Come on, Mo Wagner dunking all over the net.
I want to talk about that Denzel movie, but I don't think my brother's seen it yet.
I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care.
What's the last fire Denzel movie? Like, seriously.
Whoa, stop it.
Relax. Equalizer 1 and 2 were good.
Equalizer 1 and 2 was fire. Stop it. Don't forget about the Oscar-nominated Fences, brother.
Yes, relax.
Nigga, that's like 4 years ago.
But Equalizer 2 came out 2 years ago.
You said recently. Recently, I'm assuming is the last 5 years.
Equalizer 2 came out like 2019 or 2018.
Okay, that's fair. I haven't seen Equalizer 2. That's fair.
Relax on one of the
goats. That shit is fire. It's a movie you like, Pav, because it's just a nigga shoot niggas and killing niggas.
I think the dope thing about when you become such
first Equalizer.
When you become an older actor, you get to really do what you want. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He has all the accolades. Now he can do movies that are fun.
Just you wait till he joins the MCU and becomes
like the Equalizer, he doesn't need to do an Antoine Fisher here or Trinity. He doesn't need to. He does movies that's fun. Equalizer will never be nominated for an Oscar, but niggas will watch and say that movie was fire. Equalizer
in the Home Depot working niggas out with a guy.
Yeah. I might watch that shit tonight.
I might watch that shit.
But see, here's the problem I had with this. First of all, it's propaganda, number one. Let's get that out of the way.
What did you say?
Now, I'm supposed to feel bad for a cop who felt bad for killing an innocent individual. Fuck out of here. I have a problem with Rami Malek, his face. He looks like he got a stroke and never recovered. Yeah.
And then we got that Jim Ross.
We got a fun.
His shit crooked. As soon as he came on the screen, I'm like, "What is wrong with this nigga?"
I just didn't like that nigga.
Like, soon as he came on the screen, I don't like this nigga.
You mean to tell me we can't find the criminal?
Yes, that's how his face looks at all times. So he told Denzel, "So, what are you doing back here?"
I was like, "Come on, come on."
And Jared Leto, this nigga just plays a crazy white boy in every fucking movie. Do we get a little range here?
That is his range, brother.
Like, it's just like, come on, my nigga. And so I feel like the movie was good for like the first hour. And I was like, okay, where's this going? Where's this going? It just didn't go anywhere.
It didn't go anywhere.
It didn't go anywhere. Like, if I'd have paid $15 for that movie, I'd have been mad as hell.
Hell yeah.
You like, get mad as hell.
Like, I just remembered that they filmed that, say? Some of that shit.
You get mad at movie theaters when you like don't like a movie?
Yes. Yes, why wouldn't I? I paid money to see a good damn movie.
I'm more so there just for the experience.
Oh, you just there for the vibe.
For the vibes.
Vibe Nito here.
Macho Man Vibe Savage.
I think the only movie I literally got mad at in theater, this is a movie called like Skyline or something like that. It's about aliens, but it's the worst movie I have ever seen in my life. And I'm very lenient with movies when I watch them once. That shit was terrible.
You know what I noticed about Denzel movies? He always plays whatever job he has. He's always the best at it, but he got a flaw.
Yeah. Like, not an equalizer, nigga.
Like, not an equalizer.
Equalizer is
just the greatest. Not in glory.
Equalizer is one of the only films where the nigga never took a loss. Never. Yeah, the entire film, he murdered everyone. None. He got stopped by the police, beat the police unconscious.
And they kept murdering them in two.
And then made them give the money back to what they did. He had a whole SEAL Team 6 niggas come after him and killed all of them.
Was that the movie when he went up in the condo? Because I guess like some girl lost the outfit.
Yes.
Because what was a Lyft driver, right?
It was a Lyft driver and they raped him and beat this girl unconscious. And he went up in her. The nigga, first of all, who drove her, who not necessarily involved in the sexual abuse, he broke all the nigga fingers. He's like, he said, which hand you write with? He's like, huh?
Okay, here's a question for all of you guys. Yeah. What's your favorite Denzel role? It's very hard for me to choose.
Ooh. Training Day.
Training Day, I feel like Training Day is number one.
Yeah.
I keep it real with y'all, bro. I love Inside Man.
Yes, Inside Man is very solid.
Inside Man is fire.
I think my second favorite Denzel role is Remember the Titans, bro. I love Remember the Titans.
It's not fun anymore, is it?
Would you say he'd be like on X-Men?
Huh?
Would you say he'd be like if he was an X-Men?
I gotta think of something. So you mean to tell me Magneto, huh? Magneto's the one controlling this, huh? You mean to tell me this, huh?
You mean to stand? You're not gonna stand with the mutants?
You're not gonna stand with the mutants, huh? You mean to tell me that, huh?
There was only one crazy Denzel scene in this movie. He said, I guarantee that. You talking about when they was in the interrogation room?
Oh,
he's about to whoop Jared Leto ass.
Yeah.
You're a tough guy, huh?
They made Denzel.
Deja Vu is also one of my favorite roles.
Deja Vu is a really good Denzel.
Deja Vu is just like a really under the radar role of his. It had the nigga who played Jesus, Jim Caviezel. He was in it.
Every time I think of Jim Caviezel, I think about his Family Guy. Passion of the Christ too.
Let he who is without sin kick the first ass.
Jim Caviezel, Chris
Tucker.
Who
was the lady in Deja Vu?
Oh,
What was her name?
Is it the lady from Focus?
No.
Margot Robbie? I don't think it was her.
It wasn't Focus. It was...
Paula
Patton.
Paula Patton. Robert Thicke's shit.
Paula Patton is one of the worst actresses of all time.
She is terrible.
If you want to act, just look at Paula Patton. If she can do it, so can you.
Man on Fire is also called famous pick that I have photoshopped myself into. Book of Eli, Safe House is good. Flight is hilarious.
Oh, I love Flight.
Yeah,
I'm drunk right now. His mouth,
I'm drunk right now.
they get the nigga downers, a slew of downers, a cocktail of downers to get that.
Malcolm X, great movie.
Malcolm X is now a meme movie, and that's just it's tragic because the movie is one of the greatest films.
Malcolm X is one of his best roles. American Gangster.
The funniest one is like, what are you saying, brother?
I know when a nigga got carried out of there.
That and honestly, it's gonna sound terrible, but it's like the way they depicted it. Malcolm getting shot, in the movie.
It was funny.
It was just as bad in real life. Clapped his ass, boy.
Come on, American Gangster. They don't.
American
Gangster. What's the Shabazz pack? What'd you say?
Who the fuck said the Shabazz pack?
Niggas, the Fruit of Islam gonna be here to tune me up.
Do they still fuck with that nigga?
It's a great question.
That's a good. Do they still fuck with that nigga?
They killed him, nigga.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Why would they give a shit? I'm still laughing about one night in Miami. Somebody like, who the fuck invited Malcolm X to Miami? You trying to have a good time, Debbie Downer.
You crack open that bottle of freaking a 40. What are you doing, brother?
No, they was in the room. There was one scene in the room. James Brown. No, not James Brown. Jim Brown was like, so what are we going to do tonight? What club are you hitting? He said, brother, we can sit here, talk. There's some ice cream in the refrigerator. He said, man, I was trying to get some pussy. He said, brother, things like that stretch your mind. I was like, I ain't got time to hear all that shit. Right, I don't want to hear the, this Jim bean Brown pie shit.
Trying to fuck a bitch or beat
He's trying to fuck a white woman.
Or throw her off a balcony.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
No, did y'all know that's a bonus interview.
That story, Scott, that shit's
crazy. Oh, I know the one you're talking about. Look, there's a bonus interview on a Last Dance box set. They have like all the Sunday conversations for doing the dynasties, and there's a Sunday conversation with Michael Jordan and Stuart Scott. And Stuart Scott's like, you know, you have your detractors, guys like Jim Brown, who say you don't do enough for the black community. What do you say for that? He's like, well, you know, guys like that, you got to understand where the source comes from. You know, he, you know, doesn't have the most respectable history of women. You know, he said, and you know, you kind of just got to take the criticism with a grain of salt. I was like, basically he said, I don't hit bitches like this nigga.
I may be a whore, brother, but I keep my hands to myself.
That nigga threw a bitch off the balcony and the cops just patted him on the back, said, don't do it again.
Hey, man, he rushed for 2,000 yards. Let's calm down.
Give him a pass.
You know,
give him a pass.
That's why all them old niggas, G, who would talk down on the youth, Jim Brown, Bill Cosby, them niggas were terrible humans.
Terrible humans.
Bill Cosby was a straight up rapist.
Bill Cosby was telling us to pull our pants up when he was pulling their pants down.
Here's the crazy thing about
that's a Jesse Jackson bar.
Here is the craziest thing, like not excusing them at all.
Listen.
The place society was in that many years ago, it's like it's crazy it took this long for that to be wrong. Like 70 years ago, I don't know how many people even looked at, not 70, 40, 50 years, I don't know how many people looked at that as wrong or were able to condemn people who did that.
That's like
there was never driving. A more perfect like
drunk
time.
Driving. Niggas didn't get in trouble for drunk driving.
Niggas did not get in trouble for drunk driving at all.
There was never a more perfect time for the Curvy Enthusiasm intro than right now. No, but not even.
Like, obviously, they're wrong. They deserve to serve all the time that they serve, whatever. I'm just saying the fact of, like, it took until 2010, whatever the hell, for them to be considered wrong for what they did.
So Ray Rice fired off. That's when shit changed.
Gee.
And they started making SVU episodes of it.
Nah, you had to write for them, like, this is not based on a real story. You're like, nigga, that's Ray Rice.
Yeah, I watched it.
This is based on the real story.
It was Cutty from the Wire. It was Cutty from the Wire and Megan Good. That nigga knocked her ass out, drug her to the car, and the cops nigga, just had him on the
Ray
back.
Rice. This is Ray Rice, nigga.
They had a little bootleg TMZ episode. Like, oh, they found the footage of him punching her. I was like, nigga,
I loved how Dez Bryant tried to call out old boy from the Seahawks, and everybody hit him with the big boy video. Jeez, like, I know that ain't who I think that is.
It's one thing to be an abuser, you know, that's bad enough. But to hit your mama, bro, there's a disconnect that's even worse than the already disconnected issue. That nigga's hitting his mother. Wouldn't put a hand on my mother.
Hell no.
The nigga's off.
I imagine if I put a hand on my mother, Scott would literally kill me.
You wouldn't be able to get your hand up first. She gonna whoop your ass.
Yeah, like your mom beat your ass.
Come on now,
your
mom. Ain't nobody in my family touching me, bro.
Oh, okay.
Your mom might.
I told mom the other day, you could never whoop me no more, bro. Them days is over.
Fuck out of here.
I said, I'm a king now, bro.
Mom's definitely beat your ass. I'm sorry.
That's the thing I fear the most. Like, David, what you gonna do with your son just is bigger than you, bro?
He's soft. He ain't gonna do
that. What happens, nigga, when he in college and a nigga
Isaiah on the frat? This is my block now.
You on the frat and he like, he don't even call you pops no more. He like, stand down, Damien.
Nigga, this is my balcony now. Nigga, you listen to what I want to listen to.
Beat.
Stand down.
See, the thing with me and my dad that always keeps respect is this nigga's like 6'6 taller than me.
So on top like, of that, how old is your father?
63.
Don't even look 63. That's a nigga who you know got old man strength, and you just like, I won't test that.
This nigga's also a smooth 6'2". I am 5'7".
Exactly.
This nigga's like also 6'2". A smooth 6'2". Smooth 6'2".
Walk your ass on the top of your head.
I'm telling you, bro, your father is the bodyguard for my father, bro. Nobody in church ever tried him because of your pops. Because they know Mr. McCoy gonna handle business.
Straight up. Now, here's a question. Now, when Pav was talking about what was the last Denzel movie, last good Denzel movie, the better question is, what was the last good Will Smith movie?
Ooh.
I liked Bad Boys 3, but it wasn't because of Will.
No, it was actually because of Martin.
Bad
Boys 3 was good, though.
It wasn't because of Will. He needed to go get Martin to get a number to get that hit back. Let's be real.
Yeah. Martin was the nigga that actually had me rolling. Will, yeah. I was like, this is typical Will.
Exactly. I'd probably say Focus.
That was 6 years ago.
Let's see.
Focus was 6 years ago. Focus was like 2014,
2015. Let's look at
actually, I personally fuck with Gemini Man.
Oh, we all know why he made that movie because it's sad.
I need some white pussy real quick.
Yeah.
We'll make this terrible movie.
I also fuck with
Gemini Man. I like Focus. Relax.
I fuck with Gemini Man too.
Honestly, I really like Gemini Man.
I fuck with Gemini Man.
Like, I watched Gemini Man on a flight. That movie was terrible.
No, it's not terrible.
The CG got
it's a stupid ass movie.
It is. The CG got the plot is stupid, but his acting is always good. So let's say the actual last good movie, straight up movie.
Focus.
Probably Focus, because Concussion just made me cry laughing.
Concussion was fucking hilarious. Suicide Squad.
Tell the truth.
Suicide Squad was
Collateral bad. Beauty was not that bad of a film. It just was not real.
Nigga, what the fuck would happen? What the fuck is Collateral Beauty?
This is a nigga dealing with like life and death and shit.
Yeah.
People in his life.
Not fucking with
it. Focus. I think it was
Now Pav's gonna get mad when I say this, because this is one of his favorite movies. You know a movie I recently watched and it's like
fuck out of here.
Don't say it.
Mute that man.
Scott is muted. I've heard enough.
We're not doing that. We will not slay the Independence Day on this podcast.
Independence Day is, it was in 1996, it was mind blowing. It's not because the movie's bad. The movie was not written bad. The plot's not written bad. The CGI is egregious.
You gonna think this the same shit about Avengers movies in 20 years?
I probably will.
Nigga, in 8 years, the first nigga, Avengers low key looks terrible.
Nigga, the CGI in the first Avengers ain't good.
It looks terrible.
That's what you say. That you all are agreeing. Yeah, it looks
terrible. CGI in the first Avengers like some video.
I gotta be honest. The last bona fide good Will Smith movie was 7 Pounds.
Nah,
how long ago was
Focus
that?
Was
2008.
I don't know if Focus was good or I just like looking at Margot Robbie's going out there.
No, Focus was a good movie.
Focus was Will was
played
mid.
That movie. Nah. I think Will played
7 Pounds was just, great. Was just 7 Pounds was just a good film.
Wasn't but that some wanna, sad shit?
Yeah.
I'm not but fucking wanna, with that.
All right, niggas, I gotta go be grown.
Okay, man. You enjoy your slave ship.
But if you want to go like actually right, critically well, his last critically held film was Focus was like average 6 out of 10. I think Rotten Tomatoes had like 58%. I Am Legend was like 68%.
That came out before 7 Pounds, I Am Legend?
No. These were four.
Okay.
It's funny thing, Pursuit of Happiness got a 67 on Rotten Tomatoes. Crazy.
It's a great movie.
Pursuit of Happiness is fire.
What was the movie with James?
Yeah, but I'm not watching it.
I Wanna Go Home. Is that Karate Kid?
Yeah, it's Karate Kid.
I Wanna Go Home.
Why does Will Smith have a thing in ATL? He was in ATL?
Nah, he was one of the producers.
Okay, true.
Turn it around, switch.
He's one of the producers. You know who's a great actor who picks shitty movies?
Who?
Idris Elba.
That is very true.
Idris Elba picks shitty movies. Think about what's your favorite Idris Elba movie? You can't pick one.
Takers.
Oh, I love Takers. Takers is a bad, good movie.
Takers is a good movie, G.
It's a bad, good movie. It's a bad movie, but it's good.
It's a good movie, G.
It's a bad,
good movie.
What do you think about Takers? You think Takers is a legit good movie? I think it's a bad, good movie.
Takers is trash, but I enjoyed it.
Exactly. It's a bad, good movie. The script is terrible.
I think Takers was entertaining. I think Takers was good for the time in which it came out in.
In 2010?
Yeah. For that time period, I think it was a good movie.
Who? It was him, Chris Brown.
It was him, Chris Brown, Anakin
Skywalker.
Idris, T.I.
Christian, Chris. So that was Hayden Christensen. That wasn't Paul Walker wasn't in there. Paul Walker was in that movie.
Was it?
Paul Walker was in
That was Paul Walker, bro. I think that was the other.
It was both of them. It was Paul Walker and Hayden Christian. Let me see.
Was he Takers? Please.
I have it up right now. He was in Takers, yep.
Yeah, I knew AJ. I wasn't tricking.
He was AJ in Takers.
He was AJ, his brother was Darth Vader.
His brother was Darth Vader.
No, Paul Walker was John.
Paul Walker was in it too.
Yeah, that's why I said. Yeah. And so
Michael Ealy. T.I. just the funniest part of that movie. His actor had me crying laughing.
Speaking of somebody who's wilding,
Tip,
T.I., bro.
What did he do specifically?
Him and his wife and I have picking women and drugging them.
What?
Sleep with them? Yeah, they've been on a sexual predator run. Him and his wife.
Oh no, Chloe Bailey in this video crying, brother.
I told you she was crying.
That's unfortunate. You leave. That. Come
on, Gene. What you want? You want to comfort her, nigga?
I do. I want to give her wine.
Where would you take her for the first time? What was the PAM experience?
Chloe, I would try to make. It's a great question. Would I take her the first time? I would probably try to make reservations at Wally's.
Okay.
Say Wally's.
You know what I'm saying? We can get us some cheese plates.
Some arugula.
Drink some wine. You know, something that ain't too. And then next time, I'll probably take her golfing, or like a little daytime wave.
Daytime wave.
This
guy right here.
Little daytime wave golfing next time.
All right, man. Do your thing. Do your thug dizzle, brother. You know. I hope
thug dizzling eons.
Am I the only one who use thug dizzle still?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Okay.
I put ism on words every now and then.
John, you get a freaking Xbox Silver, whatever the hell it's called.
Hell no, dog. I tried to get one off stock as they canceled my order, bro.
How much was you paying for it?
Like 500.
Oh, okay.
It was like 550.
Just a little bit more?
Yeah, it was like a little bit more. But like I think like they either do, I don't know what happened, but they just canceled my order.
I wonder when it's going to be. How long did it take for PlayStation?
That's a great question. Because I don't really remember. I just remember because I think I got my Xbox, I want to say like 8, 9, 10 months after it actually dropped for real. Mm-hmm. I remember the most I remember closely is the PS2. Nigga, it was hard to get a PS2 at first.
When did we get a PS2, Scott? Did we get it afterwards?
We got that shit right away, 6 months after some shit like that. We didn't wait long for that.
Yeah,
but we got that in 6 months, right away. I feel like we got PS3 the 2 weeks after it came out. Some shit like that.
No, we got PS3 took a little bit longer.
When did PS3 come out?
Probably oh,
was it 06?
Yeah,
because I know we got it in 07. I'm about to took off class that day for it to come, and the UPS nigga just left it on the porch without really.
That's right.
And I just happened to be looking outside. And you know how awesome it was 07? That was the day of the Rock Boys video debut. So that tells you what year it was. I was watching Rap City.
Nigga, you are an unadulterated whole stand.
Yes, I am.
Also, I still like Jay Electronica's album.
I haven't listened to that shit since it came out.
I tried to listen to a whole lot of Red. Still trash.
It's incredible, G.
It's just a bad
album. Never too much. Never too much. Never too much. It's incredible, bro.
It's just a bad album, man. I think one of the issues I have with music now is you can't be critical of niggas at all. He's trying something different. I'm like, that's cool. I applaud him for you know, going from his little simple. He did some, what's the word? He took some risks with the album. It wasn't good. That's cool though. You tried. I respect that. It was garbage.
I fucked with it personally. I genuinely like it. I think that.
John, I don't think you just. Do you not like criticizing things, brother?
No,
really don't. This nigga likes everything.
No, it's certain things where I'm like, I would never listen to this again.
Or do you?
Don't mean I think it's bad. It's good. Never listen to this again. No, it's like Playboy's album. The first time I heard it, I was like, what the fuck is going on? I didn't dislike it. I was like, what the fuck is going on? When I played it a couple more times, I'm like, oh, should I actually really like this? It sounds good.
Yeah, that's fair. You can't, nigga, can't.
And it's like some stuff where it's like, I know, for instance, right? So Kendrick's music, it's all good. I just don't want to hear that shit for the most part. I'm straight.
I can understand that.
It's bad.
I can understand that for Good Kid, Mad City or Section 80.
I love Good Kid, Mad City, though. That's my favorite Kendrick album.
Really?
By far. Yes.
Your response is, really?
by far.
It's third on my list right
damn
now.
Damn, but I don't want to hear that shit, bro. Like, yeah, it's just
Damn has so much more things that are able.
Damn has the best qualities of Good Kid and To Pimp a Butterfly. One
not exactly. Really.
Like, To Pimp a Butterfly, I don't listen to it as often as I used to because sometimes
I gotta be in a mood to
exactly. To Pimp a Butterfly. It's a classic and it's a masterpiece, but it's enough.
Like, it's a classic I don't want to hear ever.
That's fair. It's like with like a lot
that's
of Queens.
Illmatic.
It's like Bohemian Rhapsody is one of the greatest songs ever made. I don't want to hear it though.
By who?
Come on, bro. By Queen?
You know that nigga don't know that song, bro.
But how you not know who Queen? What?
If you play it, I probably have heard it before. I just don't.
You might be one of them songs where you heard it.
But
you
yeah, don't know just but I'll tell you
the
name.
Is the story? I can't. I'm definitely not playing on here, nigga boy. They gonna say
yeah, they definitely gonna tag.
Who's you, brother? What is this out here? But yeah, Queen Bohemian Rhapsody is like one of those genre-defined songs, and this is great. I don't want to hear it that often. When niggas play it, I'm like, all right, that's enough.
I mean, even if it's like,
let's say, that's enough. I heard enough of y'all, bro. No more.
Let's say 444. I don't think it's a bad album. I think it's a good album. I never want to hear that shit.
I listen to 444 consistently.
I love. I
that
think
may be, that may be true of 444. That may be.
I like Grown Ho. I listen to.
I think that Story of OJ is one of the best Jay-Z songs.
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't want to hear it though.
Number wise was the best. What you said?
What you mean? Like
I know it ain't your top 10.
It's in my top 10.
Nah.
I think it's in my top 10. Whole
it's
song
in my top 10. So
it's very clever song.
It's a great song, but top 10.
It's in my top 10 whole songs.
It's sophisticated. It's just the message to it of nigga, you're still black. That simplicity, it definitely is in my top.
The man
top,
said
top
he could have bought some shit in Dumbo for $2 million. 5 years later, it's worth $26 million.
Bragging about gentrification?
But no, it's just a saying. That like, nah, it's just not. Nah, just
brother, you're bragging about kicking your own people out, brother?
Nah, he just telling niggas to invest.
What are you saying, brother?
You know, nigga said the whole room in Brooklyn by building Barclays.
Hey, really?
Yeah, they said that's the start of the gentrification in Brooklyn.
Is this a legitimate thing? Like, is that?
Nah, dead ass. That's what niggas be saying. That when they built Barclays, that's when all the gentrification started in Brooklyn.
Does it have like a legitimate argument to it, though?
I don't know. Like, you gotta ask New York niggas. Everybody I know from New York said the same shit.
You know what I listened to recently is New York Drill. And I have to admit, don't mind it at all.
Why? New York Drill has more of a bounce than what Chicago Drill does.
It does have more.
I want to bounce. I want to hear murder.
That's hilarious. I want to hear people being murdered live.
Speaking of Joe, are you packing the heat in the car with all the carjacking going on?
Oh, absolutely.
In Chicago, right?
And
now.
Dude, I hadn't done that for quite some time, but you know, I've seen the way niggas do. Niggas will get behind your car. Niggas will honk until you stop. Like these are old tricks they used to do in the 90s, and niggas are doing them back up. So niggas want to end up dead. Go ahead, honk at me. I think it'll be good for you. I'll tell you that much, nigga.
I just want to know, like, what is the reasoning?
Niggas don't got a reason.
Fine.
Have you been introduced to crime?
Yeah, but, like, what is the reasoning? Like, are they selling the cars? Because what I've heard, they aren't
some
even
sell
selling
cars.
The cars.
Some sell the cars a good chunk, just take them for joyrides and crash them, really.
What
this
fuck?
Is crazy, nigga. My head is always on a swivel, but my head is more like my girl lives in freaking where is that fucking area? 49th and like Damon, that back of the yards. Back of the yards already the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now it's extra extra.
Now it's you know really 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 the hood, and every time I pick up, I have to have my head on the swivel because I'm like, man. But one thing for sure is that I think this teaches a good lesson to niggas: is do not put your gun in a purse. Put your gun where you can immediately fire. I didn't even like some niggas don't even like put one in the chamber. Put one in the chamber. Get ready to shoot.
All right, pretty much. It's just one of them. They even rob a nigga on the expressway now.
Yeah.
I think I think from what I heard, like I guess they were waiting until you come off and they rob you.
Yeah, they follow you to
a certain exit. And when you get off, they probably hop out like at the light and get you.
How wild is that?
Wild as fuck.
Like they had to shut down parts of the damn run. I'm like, bro, chill. Why are we doing this?
You look on the Chicago scanner, you be like, nigga, did I read this right?
Like, I could see if you was like selling the cars, but Joyce to joyride them and cr- crack. Like, what?
Because they be little niggas, G. They be little.
And yeah,
little
it's the, exactly. It's the young niggas. So one of the carjacks the other day was like 14.
You know, but nigga, but you got to think of being looking like Von, Keith, all them niggas. These niggas, they talk about they little niggas. And they still little niggas. You know what I'm saying? They still young. They back in the 90s. Them niggas would not have been OGs. But that's the way shit is, bro.
What's the nigga that said, oh man, y'all just need the we talked about that last episode.
We did.
Yeah. Don't want to do that again.
Yeah,
we talked about it already.
Brother said we need the young OGs to get to the young folk.
That's not gonna happen.
We got Ja on the phone, y'all.
There's no nigga. If he said we got Ja Rule literally can't tweet about current events ever again.
Where's Ja?
No, because niggas gonna like, who the fuck is fuck with Ja Rule? I think in a moment like this.
We got
Ja Rule in the Dixie Chicks. Yeah.
On top of that, freaking he was a part of the freaking Fry Fest where niggas defrauded niggas out of a fake concert. He can never talk.
Apparently, when you watch the interview, he didn't know. Like, it was a good idea, but he didn't know it was gonna go the way it went. Allegedly. Okay. Allegedly.
Go with.
I mean, that's what he said. I'm gonna take him out of
what'd you say?
I said allegedly, I'm taking him at his word.
Okay, that's what you want to go with. We can go with that.
No, Big Ja.
I'll be smashed. What an interesting career. On top of the world, random nigga from Queens destroys you.
All he had to do was just shake the nigga hand that video shoot.
Looking back on it though, who got more hits?
Ja.
Exactly. More hits. I love this. I think 50 has better albums. Who has the better records?
Ja.
Ja Rule doesn't have a bigger record than In the Club.
That's also true.
In the Club is played literally all the fucking time.
That is fair.
Every time there's a birthday, what you hear? Go. Every time. Now, I will say, I enjoy Ja Rule's music way more in 2021 than I do 50
Cent. Saying, G.
A lot of 50's music sounds dated. And that's why I said in a versus, he would lose to a lot of niggas.
I hate that. I hate that, though. No, it doesn't, bro.
Yes, it do.
How much music doesn't sound dated, though?
Some music don't sound dated.
Like what? It's very few.
None of Jay-Z music sounds dated to me.
You're lying, nigga.
None of T.I. music sounds dated
you're
to
lying.
Me.
T.I.
music doesn't sound dated either.
Lying. Jay-Z shit don't. Sound, you're lying,
Ja Rule music don't sound dated to me.
Jaws doesn't because I feel like Jaws music is a little bit more R&B-ish and he used a little bit more bass lines. That's true. The only reason why, because he used more bass lines.
Like a lot Jay-Z of 50 beats definitely sound 2002.
Jay-Z shit scream early, the autumn sample beats scream early 2001.
I disagree, but it still sounds good.
Like him.
When we say dated, what are we saying exactly?
But I mean dated, I don't mean like you can't listen to Noah. You obviously know a year was made, but it still sounds good. It don't sound cringeworthy. This is the Disco Inferno beat in 2021.
Disco Inferno, let's go.
I mean, yeah, like everybody got some
beat. Listen to Patiently Waiting beat in 2001.
I love that song.
First of all, Patiently Waiting beat is still fire.
Exactly. In
2021?
Yes. What up, Gangsta and Heat?
What up, Gangsta's one of the few.
Patiently Waiting. Many men, come on, bro.
How the
them drill niggas in Brooklyn love 50. Exactly. All them niggas are influenced by that album.
I did not say that 50 was not influential anymore. I didn't say that.
High all the time. You don't fuck with that, G?
I'm high all the time. I smoke.
No, I'm saying these are good songs. I'm just saying like some
the beats sound fine.
Mainly the shit from every album is not Get Rich.
Massacre was a great album.
Massacre was not a great album in 2005. And it's not a great album now.
Position of Power and Heat.
You love Massacre, brother. Let's
no, I didn't. I got killed for that shit when I said it was bad.
What? You love Massacre.
No, I did not. I love playing that video game. That was terrible. I did not love Massacre. I got killed for saying Massacre was not a good album.
I literally have forgotten about freaking Massacre. The freaking the album.
He just went full pop chart on it, in my opinion.
No, he didn't.
He definitely went full pop chart.
And then Curtis was
I'm
terrible.
Supposed to die tonight? That wasn't he to you? This is 50 in my hood?
It's 20. Massacre got the same problem the Views got to me. Like, there's records
Views
on
is a
there.
Great album.
But in as a full body of work, I can't listen to
Views is a great album. That's the only song I don't like on Views
is not a great album. I
Views
cannot
The only song album. I don't like on Views is Views. That's because that stupid ass song
you're a Drake
that shit the fuck
stan.
Out of here. No, Drake has records I don't like.
What Drake album don't you like?
I like all Drake albums, but Drake has songs I don't like.
Which one you don't like, brother?
Nigga, there's Jay-Z songs that I don't like.
What Drake, what nigga, what Jay-Z album do you not like?
Kingdom Come, I can't stand.
So you won't
Blueprint 2, I can't stand.
Which is disrespectful. So you listen
no songs off Blueprint 2?
It's like three or four I like off Blueprint 2. Hovey Baby.
Lying, nigga.
Motherfucking Poppin' Tags. Motherfucking.
Poppin' Tags is trash.
Poppin' Tags. You
don't know Remix is heat.
No, that shit's terrible.
Blueprint 2 is heat. Terrible.
Blueprint 2 is good.
The All I Have is a Dream, the shit with the sample with Faith.
Oh, no, that shit is terrible. Oh, the Biggie shit? That shit's terrible.
The As One joint?
No.
The As One?
No, that shit's terrible.
No,
that's a trash song.
With the Earth, Wind, and Fire, with the Earth, Wind, and Fire sample? Yeah. That shit's terrible.
They destroyed an Earth, Wind, and Fire sample.
Yeah, right? He massacred a classic. That shit's terrible.
How do you mess up an Earth, Wind, and Fire sample, brother?
Bonnie and Clyde? Hate it.
How do you hate that song?
Hate it.
How? Excuse me, Miss One Heart.
Okay.
Yeah, don't, say, don't lie. Don't lie.
That's a top 10 Jay-Z record.
That's a top 10 Hov joint.
Okay.
But the rest of that album? No.
It's a decent album.
No.
First of all, no Jay-Z album is bad.
But exactly. That's how I feel.
No Jay-Z album is bad.
Kingdom Come is bad.
Kingdom Come is not bad.
It's bad for Jay-Z. I told you to stop because Blueprint 2 is not bad at all. I despise that comment. I
listen to Blueprint 2 before I listen to Kingdom Come.
Of course I would. I listen to it 20 times over.
Somebody, niggas was like, oh, now I remember Maurice told me, oh, you understand Kingdom Come when you're 30. Well, nigga, I'm 32. Still don't like it.
I am older, brother, and it's garbage.
I have gone past the promised land. I still don't like it. So, you're not going to say anything negative about Drake. I can say, like, there's three of the worst Jay-Z verses ever on the High Remix, anything with Usher on Kingdom Come.
High Remix that bad?
Yes. You got to do the remix.
It was terrible. Now you're stuck in the house. You got to peep the remix, nigga. No.
Terrible. Terrible, nigga. Terrible. Why is stuck in
the
house? Game?
You got to peep the remix. No, nigga.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Because the Nets defense is rated 25th in the league.
Can't play no fucking defense, bro. They don't even try. But that's terrible. Anything with Usher. He said, we spring like fresh Pajinas. Shut the fuck up, homie.
That's bad.
It was one verse. I forgot what album he said. I snatch purses, I persevere. Terrible line.
I don't know what he thought he was doing with that.
And then the other joint that was terrible. It's terrible, terrible one. Other song that's terrible he did that was not on the album is when Usher was going through his little bullshit glow stick phase. The Hot Toddy song that came out like in 2010.
That shit was he
terrible.
Relax. Terrible. Relax. Terrible. I like that song.
No. You know it's an album
I like that
shitty,
song, relax.
You know it's a whole album that shitty beats, but I love
Blueprint 3.
Blueprint 3 is one.
Trash.
Volume 3, lyrically, is peak Sean Carter. Volume 3. The
Volume 3 is peak. Terrible.
One of my least favorite Jay-Z
and
albums.
That song with Mariah Carey is terrible. That album I love.
That's also one of my least favorite Jay-Z albums. I feel like if I had to rank, like, but low-key, all of my favorite Jay-Z albums are before 1999. They're in order. It's in I think I love Reasonable Doubt is always my all-time favorite Jay-Z album. Don't care. Volume 2 is okay, my second one. Then after that, actually, I think Volume 2.
I mean, yeah, probably four of my favorite five whole albums are definitely before 99. I think all the one after 99 is my top five is Blueprint. That's about it. Still
some
great.
Of my favorite Jay-Z songs are like Girls, 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 Excuse Me, Miss, Story of OJ. Some of my favorite Jay-Z records come post then, but my favorite albums are pre.
Do you have a favorite Jay-Z record? It's very hard for me to choose. It depends on the day. It's very, very hard for me to choose.
It's hard for me to choose, but go ahead.
Somebody had to ask me today what my favorite Jay-Z song would be. Today, it will probably be You Don't Know today or Regrets. I don't know. It's hard for me to pick.
It's probably between Dead Presidents.
Yes.
Where I'm From.
Yes.
Excuse Me, Miss, I'm Sorry. And Girls, Girls, Girls. It's probably between one of those records.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. What's
the nigga said he had two dishwashers. I didn't even understand that until I got older. He said he had two dishwashers in the crib.
2001, that's
you ain't even got to do the dishes. Got two dishwashers, got one chef, one maid. Nigga, why you got two dishwashers, G?
it's necessary.
This is good. This is a good point. This is a very good point.
Two dishwashers.
Yeah, I mean, I just listen to like music that I like kind of like grew up on or what music artists I like. I'm not checking for these new niggas, man. I'm not saying it's bad. I don't know. I don't listen to it.
I listen to it. It just gotta.
It's past me. Like you said, they don't make music for us anymore. So whatever the youngins like, that's for
they
them.
Don't. But it's got. Go ahead.
Also, is that what music is doomed to be? Always the fact that
forever.
Yes.
Forever. Yes.
That sucks. Oops, sorry, that sucks to me.
The fact like Pav said, the music that hits you the most are gonna be the ones like when you're in your early like teenage years or early years of adult, because that's when you're really living life the most.
That's when you are experiencing things for the first time. So it's like, for instance, I remember the first when I'm On One came out, and me, Kendall, and I think it was somebody else was trying to go to like one of our first college parties. I was in the city. It's like nothing could take away the moment of playing I'm On One the whole night, headed to our first college party. Nothing. So yes, it's like those are the moments in which you experiencing the shit that they talking about for the first time. Like I can only imagine, going to the club for the first time and hearing In the Club. And it's your birthday.
Nigga must have thought they were on Mars, nigga. I would have
and it's your birthday. Nigga, you would have lost your mind. But it's like, that's just, nothing could take away the moment of experiencing those things for the very first time.
Like when I heard Future POV and Nightingale, nigga, sound like thunder erupted in the club.
Nigga, like nothing, like, bro, nothing could take away hearing March Madness in that time period.
Yes.
In that moment in the club, like, nothing could take away from that.
I seen somebody else say, somebody's like, oh, the club sucks, I miss. They're like, well, the club sure do suck for you niggas be lining up in there every damn week.
That's a good point.
Like, it sucks because you in Gen Pop. That's why it sucks.
It sucks because you ain't got access, brother.
What these niggas be doing, GG?
Look, I said on Ball Don't Lie, G, the Nets are a tough watch. They are a tough watch.
They're not a tough watch.
Yes, they are. I hate niggas who don't even try to play defense. At least try. 141? What are you doing letting a 3-12 team score 141 points?
Well, thanks for telling me I scored 141 points.
Oh, well, I forgot you like four plays, man. Shut up.
Thanks for fucking telling me that this nigga Russ probably about to score right now. Seconds left, man. Thanks for telling me Russ just scored right now on Kevin Durant.
Hey, man. Well, I didn't tell you what happened next, so. is there anything else we want to discuss about this today?
No.
I guess not.
Come on.
We're going to wrap this up. We'll be back for OT. We'll be back this week. Like I said, I apologize. I fell asleep. I was drinking wine. I fell asleep on my couch because I'm washed.
Fuck, like why it. You was drinking that you fell asleep on your couch?
I fall asleep if I'm. I'd be drinking like nigga. I'd damn near be finishing a bottle, nigga. Like
that's fair.
And then like I wake up next morning like what the fuck was I doing?
I respect. So
I'm washed. Yeah. It just don't hit me the same. Like you
what
said,
kind of wine you been drinking? Yes, I did take those shots and I will destroy it.
How you spell it? I don't know how to pronounce it. The red apple. Apple what red? How you? I don't want to.
Apple, look, red apple atogic. Whatever the fuck.
No, yeah, apathetic. Red, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know, nigga.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. That shit. I've been drinking that shit, but yeah, I've been drinking a lot of whiskey lately too. But yeah, we don't need to get into that. We gonna wrap this up. You know where to follow us, man. You follow me at Barbershare Scott. Follow Pav at Pavy World. Follow Flows at Flows and Delaney. Of course, you can follow Damian at I'm _ Velvet Jones. Follow the Barber's Chair Network at Barber's Chair Net on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow our Patreon, patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network. You got $5 package, $10 package. Fuck with us, man. We'll be back later this week. Super Bowl is this week. So I'm looking forward to that. It's kind of, Super Bowl is like, it's bittersweet every year because now I got to be forced to watch basketball full time. Until April 10th, when baseball comes back. I get to watch this bullshit for 2 months. So, not even 2 months. About 2 months. Yeah, April 10th is when baseball season starts. So,
not to hold us too long, I think I'm truly done with basketball. I just don't care.
You put in the flat, put in the towel, doing the towel?
Like, the only thing I watch is the Bulls. I watch the Bulls. I don't get as angry as I used to because I realize these niggas are building. But I think the fact with the way that Derrick Rose was mishandled and the way that Gar Pax was just running wild with incompetence, I'll never forgive him for that.
I don't think D-Rose was mishandled.
He 100% was mishandled. Come on. That's a whole other episode we can do on that.
How?
Like I said, that's a whole other episode we can do on that. D-Rose was 100% mishandled. We're not going to get into that. By the way, if y'all freezing in Chicago right now, it's always FUBU.
It was a tough situation for the organization.
First of all, it was a tough situation for us.
It's like 11 inches of snow, bro. Relax.
That's a lot.
It's 11 inches of snow?
Yeah, man.
That's a lot. Damn. Ain't the worst snow in like 6-7 years or shit like that?
2015, yeah.
Oh, well. Woke up the clear skies this morning.
I can't wait till you niggas in a drought and start dying.
Somebody said I can't wait till LA falls to the Pacific Ocean.
I can't wait till the San Andreas fault line just collapse. I'm like, damn, man, you niggas is dead.
Gee, what do Russ be on, bro?
Oh, what's the score on your TV?
144-141.
Okay, that's still the score.
How he got this much confidence?
141. Like I said, 141. These niggas don't try to play defense.
That's crazy.
At all. We're going to get up out of here, man. We'll holler at y'all, man. We out.